What you missed on Prime Time with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Clarissa Montero. It is time for Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3 in good company. Christopher Lim, as usual, our Inspector Gadget. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, always. I have you back every week. See how much I like you?
I appreciate it.
Okay, it is a very exciting day. Google Home just announced.
Yeah, that's why we're taking a break from our usual home entertainment focus.
We are taking a break because we're going to focus in on Google Home. Tell me everything.
The thing is, Google Home is also part of the home entertainment system.
A very important part of the home entertainment system.
Yes, but for those who might not be aware, so today is the launch of Google Home and Google Home Mini in Singapore. But they aren't available to buy until Friday.
Okay.
So what are these? You've got the Google Home Mini, which is a tiny little puck-sized speaker. And you've got the Google Home, which is a full-size speaker. So what's the difference? The main thing is, if you just want the Google Home features, such as voice control for everything under the sun, the Google Home Mini is good enough.
Okay.
And if you wanted to do other stuff, such as play music, then you want the rather larger speaker and more expensive, of course, the Google Home. Now, price-wise, the Google Home Mini retails for $79 and the Google Home retails for $189. But there are a whole bunch of pre-order promos as well as, well, launch day promos. Well, we'll get to that later. Let me roll back again. What can you do with the Google Home devices? Most importantly, you can listen to Money FM news broadcasts.
That's right. I mean, I was waiting for you to get to that. I mean, nothing else matters.
No, of course. And it's a whole bunch of stuff. I know you covered this in the news just now, but I think it bears repeating. You know, we've got the news bulletin from the Straits Times, presented by Money FM. We've got the Business Times news bulletin, also presented by Money FM. We've got ST Podcasts.
And BT Podcasts.
Yeah, that's right. Including Money Hacks, which I host as well. And Needs to Know, which is a Business Insider and Money FM collaboration on career development and personal growth. So a whole bunch of stuff. And in order to incentivize people to get on this, from Friday, which is launch day, new subscribers to either the Straits Times All Digital Package or the Straits Times All Digital Plus Print Package will also receive a Google Home Mini, or for just $79 more as a top-up, you can get the full-blown Google Home. Well, of course, the Google Home Mini can do a lot already. As an example, you can actually use it to dim the lights if you've got a Philips Hue smart lighting in your home.
Okay.
Yeah, you can say, you know, dim the lights, it'll dim the lights.
Isn't it kind of strange, though, that we're looking forward to talking to a gadget and say, tell me the news, or turn on the lights, or stuff like that?
Yeah, but look at the reality. The reality is we rush home and then we sit around the dinner table and we stare at our smartphones, either because, well, we don't want to talk to each other, or because, well, work calls, or we want to do things like turn on the music. All of those things can be done with Google Home. You know, tell me about my day, and your schedule, your calendar comes out.
Right.
Play some music, stuff like that. To turn on the aircon, actually. TP-Link. TP-Link's Casa series also supports Google Home.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a whole bunch of stuff. Basically, the core of them TP-Link's system is really their smart plug. So basically, these are power plugs that you turn on and off. So it doesn't matter what you connect it to, whether it's your fan, your microwave, or your disco ball at home.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it to turn on and off all these things, and you can name it and set it. So the plug that contains that connects to the disco ball is your disco ball. And it says, you go, okay, Google, turn on my disco ball.
And my 70s disco retro music.
I was just about to say that. Thank you. Absolutely.
Give me some Donna Summer.
There you go. So it can do all these things for you, and you can give your thumbs a rest. And you can be doing other things. You can be multitasking. You can be chopping vegetables.
You can be online shopping while Google Home turns on and off whatever you need.
Yes, and throwing rubber balls at your kids, or being shot at by Nerf guns, you know, by your kids, and while, you know, talking to Google Home. So multitasking, there you go.
So what is the difference between, for somebody like me who you realize by now is a complete tech idiot, Google Home Mini and Google Home, what is the difference?
If you're only going to use it to control stuff,
mm-hmm.
the Mini is good enough. if you need the sound quality and or the volume. For example, you need it to be loud enough so that you can hear the feedback when you say, okay, Google, read me the Business Times news, for example.
Right.
You want to hear it from the toilet. Yeah, you might want the home if the home is located on your dining table, which is far from your toilet.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
And the price point for both isn't that different.
Well, it depends. Well, the Google Home is more than double in terms of retail. So the Home Mini is, again, retails for $79 and the Google Home retails for $189. So Mini, $79, regular, $189. And there are a whole bunch of pre-order and launch day special. So for example, Challenges, Hachi.tech website has this pre-order promo going on now. In other words, you can pre-order right now. The Google Home goes for $169 for Value Club members. So you have to be a member and pay for your membership. And the Home Mini goes for just $59 for Value Club members.
Yeah, but my point is, usually you throw prices at me like $35,000 for a TV and, you know, $15,000 for a hi-fi system.
Wait for it,
so
wait for it.
So these prices don't scare me.
No, wait for it. Okay. You can connect to your TV and they'll tell Google Home, turn on the TV.
Turn on my $35,000 TV.
Absolutely. Okay. So once you've got all that stuff, and of course we'll be continuing to talk about TVs and home entertainment, you can go, you know, turn on my TV, turn on my hi-fi system, home theater, etc. Home, turn on my Xbox One S, Xbox One.
You're still hinting at your wife, aren't you?
Yeah, and PlayStation, etc. Yeah, I know. It's a lot cheaper than the stuff we usually talk about. But these, think of it more
no,
as...
No, but this is making me happy. Because usually when you talk about these big price tags, I get heart palpitations.
But the thing...
This is making me happy. These prices are making me smile. Along with the functions, the price point is making me very happy.
No, but these work in tandem with all the expensive stuff. For example, okay, launch day promo. So Courts has a launch day promo. $189, you pay the standard retail for a Google Home. But if you buy a TV that's $2,000 and above from Courts, it's free, $0. So,
right.
Yeah, you buy a nice TV.
So they're
TV.
Bundling it with
You're
stuff.
It's a bundle.
Okay.
So new TV, $2,000 and above, you get a free Google Home. Yeah. And if you buy a laptop that's $899 and above, you get a free Google Home Mini. Or if that laptop is $1,999 and above, you get a free Google Home. So that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Especially if you're going to buy one anyway.
So this is great. So do you think that a year from now, everybody's going to have a Google Home, Google Home Mini, and we'll be talking about all the gadgets you can add to it that will give me heart palpitations again?
It may be early days yet. And for example, Apple's HomePod and Amazon's Alexa products haven't officially launched in Singapore. And they might in the coming months. And people are still discovering how to talk to their phones. But voice technology has come a long way. Most importantly, they understand Singlish now. That's very important. So you don't have to switch accents to talk to your Google Home.
Yeah, because that is quite stupid for, you know, some of us to try to speak to a gadget in a failing American accent just so it will understand.
Exactly.
Us.
Hey, honey, is the dinner ready or not? I'm not ready. Google Home. Okay, Google, please play Donna Summers. Okay, is it ready? I'm hungry. So, yeah.
Exactly.
No, it's come a long way. So I think we'll be seeing these more and more, especially once people figure out how to use them, how it fits into their lives.
Well, I have to say that I'm very excited about Google Home because it puts Money FM in people's homes. And that in and of itself is a very exciting proposition for me. I don't know how they feel about it, having me read the news in their home, but it is pretty good. So Google Home, Google Home Mini. Coming to you from Monday, right? Coming to the stores? Friday.
Friday, April 20th.
Okay, April 20th, Friday. If you're thinking about buying a new TV, maybe you want to check out getting a Google Home, a Google Home Mini as well. From Friday, Christopher Lim, our Inspector Gadget. Thank you so much once again. Next week, we'll get back to home entertainment and maybe we'll sneak in a reminder about Google Home.
Absolutely, thank you.
You're on Money FM 89.3.